The doorbell rang. I ran to open the door in excitement, knowing exactly who it was for. "Thanks," I said excitedly, grabbing the parcel, closing the door quickly, then running upstairs. I grinned, heart beating fast, asking myself, was I really going to do this? I ripped open the contents and laughed as a gaudy-looking gold bikini and a long, flowing dark red skirt fell out onto the bed. I recalled the way Chris looked at me in the Princess Leia outfit after the party, and my body throbbed with longing. That was 2 weeks ago, and we had managed to arrange a date tonight where we were both kid-free. The anticipation was almost too much. I looked for him on the school drop-off and pickups, but was disappointed to never see his handsome face. I used the time wisely, doing my research and finally watching the Star Wars movies. "Don't bother with the rest for now, just watch these three," he had messaged, giving me the titles. I had been grateful for my Disney Plus subscription and took my time watching them with a glass of wine and some snacks. I wasn't immediately overawed with the princess, but as I watched, her character grew on me, her rebellious spirit and quick wit resonating with my younger pre-child days. But it was then that an idea struck me that would drive Chris crazy. I picked up the bikini top and held it up against my chest. It was now or never. I gulped my wine and noticed the time. If I was going to do this, I had to hurry up. I tore off my vest and shorts, undid my bra and slid on the gold bikini. I admired the way my ample breasts bulged out of the gold shiny material as I did it up. I picked up the skirt and realised a skimpy pair of gold panties were attached. It didn't leave much to the imagination. I was going to have to lose the underwear. I slid my panties off and stood into the tiny piece of material, pulling them up and feeling them ride slightly up my ass. "Jesus," I muttered to myself. But as I adjusted the skirt and looked at myself in the mirror, I was surprised at the reflection in front of me. I looked good. In fact, I looked hot. I smirked to myself as I tied my long dark hair into a high ponytail. No need for a wig this time, I had the goods already. As I flicked my ponytail back, I noticed something on the bed I didn't realise was part of the outfit. I picked it up, examining it closely. I grinned, realising it was a choker with a chain attached to a gold loop in the bikini top. Kinky, I thought to myself as I fastened it around my neck. I looked at myself in the mirror. I was surprised. I looked good, sexy even. I stuck out my chest and trailed my fingertips down my breasts, my nipples hardening at the gentle touch. Heat formed in my groin. I had an idea. I grabbed my phone and unlocked it to take a selfie. I stirred seductively, one leg open to the side, breasts pushed out. I looked at the camera, giving myself a sultry stare. The heat had transformed into a throbbing sensation. The more pictures I took, the naughtier I felt. It had been a while since I indulged in self-pleasure, and I was suddenly aware of how needy I was. I dropped the phone onto the bed and sat down opposite the mirror. I lifted my legs up and spread them wide, lifting up the skirt and revealing the small pair of panties underneath. Chris was going to go into a frenzy when he saw me. Imagining the look on his face enticed me to trail my fingers outside of the flimsy material of the gold panties. I moaned as I felt my hands brush against the tuft of hair underneath. I stroked higher, finding my already pulsating clit. I watched my face in the mirror as I slid a hand inside. My breath caught and I bit my lip. "Such a slutty princess," I murmured under my breath. The warm wetness between my legs was a welcome surprise. I wanted to see what delights Chris would be presented with in just a short while. I pulled the panties to the side and a new electric energy filled my veins in response to the sight before me. My pussy lips, wet and throbbing, protruded out, inviting me to touch. I slid a finger between them, pulling them apart, revealing a beautiful bright pink. I paused for a second, admiring the view. There I was, a beautiful princess, a more than willing slave. I rubbed my clit and groaned as I recalled how Chris fucked me with his fingers. I saw two of my own inside, the slickness and the heat causing me to gasp. The sight of myself, legs spread wide, exposed and wet, the sounds of my soaking cunt being penetrated vigorously, combined the smells of my own desire sent me into a frenzy. I fucked harder and faster, staring at myself and pushing myself further. That's it, pretty princess. Get that pussy nice and wet, ready for a good fucking later, I whispered to myself. I remembered every detail of Chris coming, his hot cum shooting all over my pussy. That moment of pure heat as he thrust himself hard inside, finishing off his load deep inside me. That was it. What I needed. I orgasm hard, releasing my fingers and rocking back and forth in throes of pleasure. I watched my own reflection as I cried out, mouth open wide in the raptures of my orgasm, and my eyebrows furrowed. Feeling sexy as ever and filled with a new energy, I got up to leave. I had to get over to Chris's place now. I put on some strappy heels, grabbed a long overcoat and looked at myself in the full-length mirror in the hall. I did up my buttons and tied up the belt stiffly. I hadn't felt this excited and alive for a long time. As I pulled out of my driveway, it dawned on me on just how taboo and naughty this felt. I noticed my neighbour as I drove past and waved innocently. If only they knew, I giggled to myself. I knocked with confidence. He opened the door with a huge smile on his face. Sally, so good to see you again, he said, opening the door to invite me in. I rushed inside, wrapping my arms around him and kissing him deeply. Hello there, he said, grinning. Hi, I giggled, following him into the living room. I had never been to his house before, but right now I was too turned on to even notice the surroundings and have a nose around. Take your coat? Sure thing, I said gingerly, undoing my belt and zip. I teased a finger on the opening. I have a surprise for you. Oh? I unwrapped the coat, revealing the princess layer outfit. My heart raced and my pussy throbbed in anticipation. The coat dropped to the floor. Chris stood staring at me, his mouth open wide in shock. Oh my God. You look. Fuck yes I do. You look incredible. Chris's eyes flickered with lust and his jaw clenched. I want you to use me. Treat me like a fucking slave, I said, not recognising the confidence in my own voice. Chris let out an audible exhale of hair. I'll do whatever you want, I announced. Chris hesitated for a moment before moving towards me. Turn around and get on all fours, he commanded. My knees felt weak and I trembled as I clambered onto the floor, the soft, light material of the skirt dropping to the side, revealing my ass. I felt his hands on my ass rubbing and gripping the flesh. I whimpered before yelping as he spanked me gently. Oh fuck, I whispered as his hand hit my flesh again. Such a bad princess. Coming over looking like that, he said, pulling down the gold panties and skirt. Oh God, he said. I thrust my ass out higher, wanting to show off my beautiful wet cunt, ready for the taking. You are a bad girl, he said, unbuckling his belt. I heard the sound of a zip undoing and was not ready for the feeling of his dick sliding into me. I gasped, immediately feeling full of his thick, hard cock. "Is this what you wanted, you slutty little princess?" he said urgently, smacking my ass once more, but harder. "Bad girl," he slapped me again. "Fuck, yes, please," I said, catching my breath. The skin on my cheeks stung, but I loved the tingling sensation it left. I felt him grab my ponytail and pull back softly. Then he started to move, sliding his cock in and out, getting faster and faster until his balls were hitting my pussy. The room filled with sounds of him slapping against me, and I felt our combined juices trailing down my thighs. I couldn't take it any longer. "You're going to make me come," I shouted, feeling my cunt throb and pulsate around his dick. "Fuck yes." "Good, princess." I pulled myself away and stood up to kiss him. He took off the skirt, leaving me in just the gold bikini top and heels. I bit my lip as I watched his eyes burning into my semi-naked body. He pushed the bikini top down so my breasts popped out. I felt slutty, half exposed in this way. "Get on your knees, your highnessness." I did as I was told, getting onto my knees. I hadn't seen his dick up close and was mesmerised as I watched it throb and twitch in my face. "I want to come in your mouth," he said, stroking himself. "In fact, I am going to come in your mouth." I nodded eagerly, a desperate look on my face. I wanted to watch Chris as he orgasmed, taking every detail of his cock as he came. He growled at me and wasted no time entering my mouth, grabbing hold of the chain of the choker, pushing himself into me. "Oh, fuck. Such a dirty princess," he gasped as he slid in and out of my mouth. I made appreciative moans and grabbed his ass as he used me. He slowed down and pulled out, stroking slowly. "Open wide, princess." I opened my mouth, eyes wide as I watched him jerk his hot cum shooting everywhere on my face. Everywhere but my mouth. I moaned, trailing a finger through his sticky mess and sucking it seductively. "You have worse aim than a stormtrooper."